5 minutes with everybody else. And that amount of energy is only a few minutes for one person. Mm-hmm. He said, Gedolei Yisrael had this hanhoge that when they were davening with the minyan mitzumseh, they would daven quicker. And as we said before, also it's an opportunity to try to daven without dreaming in the middle.
Yeah.
You daven extremely slowly, mila to mila, to each word individually. Will not take more than a person is going away before Pesach, so you should appoint a shaliach to do the bedika and also to do the bitul. In such a situation, the shaliach makes the bracha, since he's the one who's doing the act of the bedika's promise. And preferably, the Baal Bayit should be the one to should do the bitul, because there's a discussion whether the shliach can do the bittul. So the nice shliach should do a bittul cover just in case the Baal HaBayit forgot. But the Baal HaBayit should remember to do the bittul. He should also, if he's in a different time zone, he should make sure he does the bittul before his mana is there in that time zone. Or if he goes to America, then he has to do the bittul before the mana bittul in America, because the mana bittul here is earlier. This year, Hashem has made it much more simpler. If the people are traveling from Israel to America, America to Israel, everyone's in their own time zone. Yeah.
There's Michal Lewin, actually, he wants me to do the bittul for him. He's in England.
Who?
Michal Lewin.
So tell him that he should also do it.
Yeah.
And the bedikah you can do for him. And if you have in mind when you make your bracha on your bedikah, it's going for him, it can cover both.
Yes, I don't have to keep his place. He's basically going to sell everything.
If he sells everything, then you don't really need a bedikah then.
Yeah,
he's selling
the
bedikah, but the bittul still has to be done.
Bittul, right.
So he should do it himself, just get the right time zone, like we said. Kambufan, if he's still doing the bittul, he shouldn't say, Kol Kamir Bedikah Vilshus Di, because he's not his Rishus. He should say, Kol Kamir, that's in the Rishus of the person who I am. Being voted for. The person finds a chometz and says on Chol HaMoed, should take it and burn it. Yeah, as far as making a bracha on it, if it's old chometz that was in the sass, it doesn't make a bracha, because that's he really needs a bedikah and the bittul and the chometz before Pesach. Even so, he should burn it, but not make a bracha. Also, if you found less than the device, then you should burn it without a prophet. If you found it in Yom Tov or on Shabbos, then you can't move it around because it's mukzah, so you just cover it up till after Yom Tov and Shabbos, and then burn it. Last year, there was somebody that, maybe 2 years ago, I don't know what it was, came to me and they said that one of the kids left one of these knapsacks on the banister, right by the place they were eating. And in Pesach, they opened it up and saw the sandwich inside.
Oh boy.
So the whole child is had enough to be considered covered up, or since it looks like the regular knapsack, you have to cover it up with something else. So don't call upon him, or if they're moving it away, don't leave, make sure you check all the knapsacks before Pesach.